digging a grave for you. May he and their family die in that grave today in the name of Jesus. Any power that want to cut short your life, may heaven cut that thing short today in the name of Jesus. If you can rise on your feet, I want you to rise for 3 minutes. Let's do this prayer. I want you to say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, every power of untimely death that want to enter my home, that want to enter my family, I stand today. I cut it off today. No death will take me up. No grave will swallow me. Open your mouth. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself this morning. No grave will swallow me. No grave. No coffin will carry any of my children. I cancel the spirit of coffin. I cancel the spirit of grave. Anything that want to take my life away, I cancel it this morning. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Every spirit of grave. Mothers, pray for your children. You will not use your hand to bury any of your children. Fathers, pray for your family. You will not suddenly bury your wife. Your wife will not suddenly bury you. Pray for your children today. Any mistake that want to take away your body, any mistake that want you to die before your next birthday, I cancel it this morning. Any power that want to bring coffee to the front of your house, to the place where you have walked, I cancel it this morning. Every spirit of untimely death, every spirit of untimely death, I cancel it in this assembly. We are for life. We are for longevity. We are for life. We are for longevity. We will not bury anybody. 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 I cabranto kotogede lebrando yegede iyabrada. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray this prayer one more time. You are going to pray, I refuse to die. I take hold of life and longevity. I will live in happiness. I will live in prosperity. I will not struggle to live. I will not struggle to be healthy. Say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, every coffee that has been programmed to carry me or carry any of my children, Lord, today I cancel this money. Lord, today I cancel this money. Lord, today I cancel this money. Every covenant program against me, against my children, against my family, I cancel this money. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Any covenant, man, leak and de baligado, legate de godo, a brother go together. Any coming program for me or my children, any coming program for many of my children, I cancel this money. I cancel this money. I cancel this money. I cancel this money. Libra Dagada. I am for life. I am for longevity. I am for life. I will not die. I will not die. I will not bury any of my children. I will not bury my wife. I will not bury my loved ones. Cry to God this money. 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 He got to do get there. And bread that get there. So shall it be in Jesus' name. And so, Father Lord, we go into the covenant of life and longevity. We go into the covenant of prosperity. We will not bury anyone in this assembly. They will not suddenly bring the dead body of anybody to us in the name of Jesus. We receive life. We receive longevity. We receive life. We receive longevity. We receive prosperity. We receive healthy life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Look at somebody eyeball to eyeball. If you are close to somebody, just tell them, I love you. I love you with the love of Christ. I love you with the love of Christ. Hallelujah. Philippians 1:20. I want to preach briefly. And then we go into communion. Today, your expectation will come to pass. What you have been praying for will come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Please, we are still trying to beautify this all. We are working on it. And we trust God that everything will be perfected. The toilet is still out of proper use. I brought in a plumber in yesterday. Huh? Okay. I brought in a plumber yesterday. I think the toilet is supplied by a tank from above. So while we are using it, we are using the water that is in the reservoir. So I think the supply to the place has been cut. Maybe intentionally or mistakenly. So by this week, I will try to make sure they can restore it. The one you are using to wash hand is coming from the boiler. So it's the hot water, and you can't fit in the hot water into the toilet. So we'll see how we can walk into it. Philippians 1:20. Whisper to the ears of somebody close to you. No, let's do exercise. Let's get up. Go and look for somebody you really love, somebody you really like. Whisper to him, I said, I shall not be ashamed. I will not be ashamed. Make sure you talk to two or three people you like. Oh. Just talk to them. Whisper like you don't want anybody to hear it. I know I will not be ashamed. Just say, I know I will not be ashamed. I know I will not be ashamed. He bali di gudu balagada. You will not be ashamed in the name of Jesus. Anything that want to bring shame to you, I cancel it this morning in the name of Jesus. Any power of shame, any power of disruption, any power that want to cut your life short, I cancel it this morning. I cancel it this morning. I release grace to live a sustained life. I receive grace to live a perfect life. I receive grace to have your expectation. What you have prayed for, you will get it. What you have prayed for, you will carry it. What you are expecting, it will come to you. No more delay. No more denial. No more delay. Somebody shout with me, no more delay. No more delay. No more denial. No more denial. I will get what I pray for. I will get what I'm expecting. Hallelujah. Let's be seated. Hallelujah. Please, we are a church. We need to move further than we are. And I know the expectation of the righteous. The Bible says, shall not be cut short. The expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. Hallelujah. Please, one of the ways to evangelize is your phone that you have. Hallelujah. Use your phone to tell people about God. Hallelujah. Take a clip from what we preach. Take a clip from what we pray. Hallelujah. Take a clip. Hallelujah. Instead of gossiping or spreading gossips, spread the gospel. Pick a prayer point. Hallelujah. Go to our WhatsApp, YouTube, record a small clip on Instagram, pick a little clip. While we are preaching it, pick your phone, record a little clips, and send it out. Hallelujah. Amen. Let them know that's God in this assembly. Amen. According to my earnest expectation, I'm reading the scripture. According to my earnest expectation and my hope, Philippians 1:20. According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed. Amen. In nothing I shall be ashamed. My expectation, my earnest expectation, my hope, what I'm expecting is I can never be ashamed. Amen. That if they are sharing shame, one won't pee, it will never get to me. That whatever it is, I shall not be ashamed. Somebody shout at the top of your voice, I shall not be ashamed. You know, something you know, expectation. Something you know without a shadow of doubt. You know, he said here, I bought that with all boldness. Without any controversy, with all boldness, as always. So now also Christ shall be magnified in my body. Whether it be by life or by death. He said, while I'm alive, Christ will be glorified. Even when I go, I will be with him. I have the endless expectation. I have the hope. You see, God is interested in your expectation. Listen, somebody said, I just did. I said, no, you know, just did. If you just did, you're supposed to day your village. Abi, you just day. You wake up in the morning, you are coming to church. You are looking into the mirror, and you just day. Huh? You just day. There's something you expect. There's something you are believing for. There's something you hope for. You see, your expectation is the womb that carries your manifestation. Your expectation is the womb. It's a pregnancy that carries your manifestation. If you don't expect anything, you don't get anything. Hallelujah. You see, if we don't expect anything, we are not going to get into a building like this. Hallelujah. Our expectation was strong when we moved in. I mean, for those of you who came to pray with us the first 7 days here, it doesn't look like it at all. No light, nothing. It was damn cold. We will wear jacket and be praying. Who will ever say a beauty like this can come out of this? And we are just starting. So it is the power of expectation. There's something we hope for. There's something we believe for. And we are walking towards it. Listen, Satan also controls your expectation. God wants to control your expectation. Satan wants to control your expectation. But Satan controls your expectation with fear. Eh? Why God controls your expectation with faith? Am I talking to somebody? I want to be very short and brief. Satan controls your expectation with fear. He wants you to expect the worst. So when you are saying something, you finish praying in church, and you are fearing the worst. You know, it's like somebody is believing God for his paper. And he has prayed, oh, pastor has sweat, oh, pastor has prayed, oh, everybody is praying. And he's going, oh, my, the worst is that they carry me back home. Eh? Or even your action is showing you are expecting the worst. You start saving money back home. Let me save this money so that I have something to fall back to. So, what is your expectation? If you are not expecting that they will deport you, why are you saving money back? Am I talking to somebody? Yes, sir. Hallelujah. It's like somebody growing up and you are expecting to get married. And because husband didn't come on time, you start decorating your father's house. And say, at least I have a place to stay. Huh? So you are expecting the worst. And that is what the devil does. Devil feed you with expectation for the worst. Whereas God feeds you with expectation for the best. And God controls your expectation with faith. Look at what this guy said, Job 3:25. I want us to get this right. Job 3:25, he says, for the thing which I greatly feared. That's Job talking. He said, what I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. Because so all the sacrifice he's making for his children is that they will not die. All the sacrifice he's making for his business is that the business will not collapse. Are you paying faith so that on the rainy day, are you paying tithe so that on the rainy day we have insurance? You understand? I don't understand. You know, you can do things with fear and not get anything from it. Whereas you can do it with faith and you are moving with the speed of God. You are doing it with faith and say, I am paying my tithe because it's a covenant with God. God keeps covenant. I keep my own part of it. Let him do his own bit. I give offering because I love God, not because pastor can ramp and ramp me over, but because I just love God. So Job was saying here, what I fear most has come upon me. Give me Hebrews 10:12. I want to ramp up this teaching. Hebrews 10:12, he said, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, he's talking about Jesus, he sat down at the right hand of God. So when he had done the offering, he sat down. He was waiting. After you have prayed, what do you do, sir? After you have prayed, can I tell you something? Do you know coming to church on Sunday is a sacrifice? Do we know that? The children to wake them up. It is whoa. Because you have not let them see the importance of church. Where they will wake up easily to go to school because they know there is detention in school. What else do they give them in school? As a detention. If you mother said we force them to wake up on because you say, I don't want them to find me. Oh. You know they can charge you if your children continue going to little school. So you are operating under the fear, you wake them up. But on Sunday, what will God do? God understand. Hallelujah. The Bible says he sat down, he was waiting for the next thing to happen. And the Bible says in Psalm 110 verse 1, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit at my right hand. Until what? Until I make your enemy your footstool. So when Jesus had done the sacrifice, he sat there waiting for all the enemy to become his footstool. Listen, what is your expectation? Communion is nothing small. Thank God for the women chat group. There was a clip on the women something. Let's close this door. The women, the choir, the children noise is heavy. Hallelujah. The mommy was making reference of it in the opening prayer. When the Reverend Father was giving the communion to a crippled girl on a wheelchair, and each time the Reverend Father was stepping back, all of a sudden, faith well up in the girl, and he stood up. And he took the first step, the second step, and he took it. What is your expectation into this communion? This is not McDonald's. Thank God it's not even big enough to fill you up. This is not spaghetti. Eh? This is not bread. This is his body. This is blood. The Bible says, the hope of a righteous man availeth much. Proverbs 10:20. Give me Proverbs 10:20. Let me quickly do two few teaching and we go. Proverbs 10:28, it says, the hope of a righteous man shall be gladness. So when your hope comes to pass, you are happy. The hope of a righteous man, when you hope for something, when it comes to pass, you are happy. He said, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. What it means is, what the wicked is thinking against you, they will perish with it. They thought you would die, they will die your own death. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You know, the Bible said the hypocrite shall perish. Listen, do you know how many people are waiting for you to fail? Do you know how many people will say, don't worry, it's coming back to beg. They will wait forever. Those waiting for you to fail, they will wait forever. In the name of Jesus. In Job 8:13, it says, so are the part of they that forgot God. IT, please be fast. Job 8:13. So are the part of all that forget God, and the hypocrites' hope shall perish. The hypocrites. Hallelujah. Please listen. Sin can stop your expectation. Don't let us over Christianize it. Sin can stop your expectation. Not only delay, he can stop it completely. Hebrews 12, 17. You can't live in sin and say, what how did the Bible did say, God forbid. That grace you abound. It said, God forbid. Look at how God described Esau. He said, for you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he's talking about Esau, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance. Though he sought it carefully with tears, God said, even with all this, he could not get it. Go to 7, 16. Go back to 16. Let me read 16 and look at what God said to him. He said, let there be any fornicator. What is fornicator? Fornication, sexual sin. A profane person. What is profane? They take everything light. They don't see anything. You know, they profane. You know, you talk about church. You know, the way they will answer about things of God. Nonchalant. Serve God. Okay. Belong to a department. I don't have time. It is this work. You have been doing the work for the last 10 years. What do you benefit from it? The fortune that God can change in a second. And you are using that job. Hallelujah. On Thursday, we were here sweating out. I was looking, I took almost 20,000 steps in 30 minutes of prayer. I'm telling you. So you think God will ignore that? Mm-mm. You think God will ignore it? When some of you are in Nando, I am doing leg work. You know, leg work with prayer. And somebody's broken the bones of chicken. In Hebrews 16, it says, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, for who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. The way he undo his birthright is why God called him a fornicator. I mean, look, okay, let's go to Genesis 25, 32. You see, listen, it's like an expecting mother. Expecting mother. Who is just behaving like nothing happened. You are still going to club, 6 months pregnant, You see, 7 months, you are still on the treadmill running 100 meters. No plan, nothing. For those of you who have children here in Africa, forget I was in Africa. We just have children. God just bless us to have children. The way so many mothers handle children, pregnancy in Nigeria. Oh no, just look at how God give people in Africa children upon children. You understand? It is those who are not expecting. You will see a organizer having 20 children. He cannot feed himself. You know? Do you know what they call organizer? You know? Do you know organizer? You don't know who organizer is? Jesus. I'm just asking the posh people. Do you know for organizer, Steph? You know? Okay. Jeremiah, you know for organizer. You know for organizer? Jehovah. We need you, mother, you need to be teaching these children, no? Auntie, you know for organizer. Auntie, you know for organizer. Sis, you know for organizer. Your organizer, those who repair your tire. Eh? Little girl, you need to know where your tire have, when you have your flat tire. You are there by the roadside. You give it to them. They repair the damage. And they put a baba in it. Hallelujah. Those are for organizers. Nobody who cannot look at that and say, we'll be having children or poor children. Some of them are three wives. They live in Aso Rock. Full AC, no rent. Uncompleted building. With two wives, three wives. Hallelujah. But then we have children. And you see the rich who have everything it takes. That before they got married, they already have a room for a baby. And they are still waiting on the Lord. But I pray this morning, anyone expecting baby in this house, by the power of grace and life, receive it this morning at night in the name of Jesus. Receive your baby right now in the name of Jesus. Receive your baby right now in the name of Jesus. The Bible said in 32, it said, Esau said, behold, I am at the point of death. What profit shall this birthright be? He said, what is this birthright for? And that's why God referred to him as a fornicator. He despised being firstborn. Don't let poverty change your name. Don't let what you are looking for change who you are in God. Don't let London change who you are. Profane things. Taking things of God lightly. Some talk about church as if there's no God. Some people talk about who God is as if that God has no power anymore. Can I shock you? That God can see kill. That God can see make alive. Let me say this and then we take communion. What are the things I need to do to prepare for what I'm expecting? If you are taking note, what are the things I need to do to prepare for what I'm expecting? I'm going to give you 3 points. Number one, you must speak your expectation. Speak your expectation. Put your expectation into words. Apart from God, the most powerful thing in the world are words. In fact, some of you are fighting words now. The words that somebody spoke to you negatively is what you are still fighting. Speak what you are expecting into words. Don't wake up and say this thing will kill you. How will your head kill you? Don't speak negative things. I hope I will not die poor. Eh? You should wake up and say, I know. Eh? I am one of the richest in this land. When they are counting billionaires, Reverend Dare will be mentioned. Well, just wait and see. In the next few years, when they are talking of a private jet owner, I'll be one of them. What do you expect? Speak what you expect. Whisper it to God. Just whisper what you expect to God. I'm not saying talk to anybody. Just whisper it to God. Is it number 1428? What does number 1428 say? Put number 1428. Continue whispering it to God. I hope I got that. Number 1428. He said, say unto them, as truly as I live, said the Lord, as he has spoken in my ears. Huh? As you have spoken in my ears, God said, so will I do. So whisper it to him. Whisper it to him. What you speak to his ear, not pastors here now. Not your friends here, not your girlfriend here. We are all product of words. Give me Hebrews 11:3. It said, through faith we understood. I'm still talking about speaking your expectation. It said, through faith we understood that the world was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. He said, so this word is hanging on his word. This word is hanging on what he has said, not who you are. This whole word. 2 Peter 3:5. Speak your expectation. 2 Peter 3:5. For this they willingly are ignorant of. For this they are willingly ignorant of, that by the word of God the heaven were made of, and the head standing out of the water are in the water, and in the water. So everything was by word. What does the word, your word, create? That your child misbehaving is your word. Am I talking to somebody? You wake up every time you are talking with anger. You cannot swallow that, your stupid anger. You are playing into the hands of the wicked. You are playing into the hands of the evil ones by your anger. What the Bible says, and this will pass away. Children will continue to be children. Don't create a future that you don't want for your children by your words. When you are hungry, swallow it. In most cases, that child is a replica of who you are. If they play back what who you are when you are a baby, you'll be shocked. A friend of mine put a picture of a naked child that they are bathing outside. And the child was struggling, wanted to run away. I said, this is the picture of most of us. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So when your child does not go to the bathroom now, and you are angry, ask your mother. Ask your mother. Before you beat that child, ask your mother. Nobody's talking now. I've been just some people. The children will be asking, mommy, ask your mom too. Hallelujah. Listen, what I'm not saying don't correct your children. Don't correct them with negative words. Don't speak into the future what you will then be praying against. Hallelujah. Whatever you expect, begin to speak it. What have the power to raise you higher? Look at the woman in 2 Kings chapter 4. I think it's 2 Kings chapter 4. They said to the woman, the boy said, my head. I preached on it before. He said, not my head. He said, my head. The father said, go and carry him to the mother. So many men don't know what to do when picking a chick sickle. All the Oyibo will just disappear. Hallelujah. He said, carry her to the mother. And then they carry the child. The Bible says, and the boy died on the lap of the mother. He looked and said, no, you can't die. Some women will start crying. Mm-mm-mm. He said, no. I receive this by prophecy. If I receive this child by prophecy, prophecy must keep the child. This child cannot die by error. He carried the child to the bed of the man of God. He said, get me a horse. And I go, as he was going there, he said, madam, what's happening? He said, it is well. When he saw the man of God said, who is this man? Driver, he said, hey, something's happening. He said, is everything, is your son, is your husband, is everything well? He said, it is well. Just come and wake him up. He didn't say, come and bury him. Come and wake him. Somebody wake that child up. Wake that future up. Wake that tomorrow up. Mobad? What's the name of that silly boy? Mobad? Is it Mobad? Mobad died within 3 hours. His father went to bury him. He was not fully dead. They broke his neck and buried him. So they were expecting him to die. His own father. Somebody say, it is well. It is well. My baby will not die. My baby will not die. My child will not die. My tomorrow will not die. Speak your expectation into life. Number two. Somebody say number two. What is number one? Speak your expectation to life. Number two, you must give for your expectation. Sorry, I am not raising funds, though. I'm not raising money. But you must give for your expectation. Giving is not an emotional thing. You don't use emotion to give. You give for what you expect. God is not necessarily moved by your tears. Hear me, not necessarily. So there are some things, tears will not do it. When God wants to change the destiny of Abraham, he said, take your only son, the one you love, not the one you hate. Go and sacrifice. Give me Genesis 4:10. Genesis 4:10. I will get you something this morning. Genesis 4:10. And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood. What the Bible is referring to here is the blood of the sacrifice. Because it was killed because of what he gave. Abel was murdered because of what he gave. So that thing he gave had a voice. Can I shock you? Every of your giving have a voice. Amen. I'm telling you. Your offering have a voice. Your tithe have a voice. Somebody, only one person paid for the whole blind that we are seeing beautiful in this church. You think that thing will not have a voice? Hallelujah. It has a voice. It has a voice. The other thing, you can see these four new chairs here. Somebody paid for it. Not the church that bought it. Somebody just feel, we need to change this. They all have voice. Every giving have a voice. Give towards your expectation. Give towards your expectation. I always say it jokingly. You know, anytime I'm drinking Coke in my office, and all of you, you have prayed, don't drink Coke. Your God cannot answer your prayer. I'm telling you, God, that will answer your prayer, you will put a substitute there. You understand? Substitute. You go and buy something there. Anytime I open it, like I opened one this morning, I've not had Coke for a long time. As I opened it, I was praying in my spirit. Lord, this person who buy this Coke must never be thirsty. I'm just saying it for every giving has a voice. That's what I'm saying. Not to pastor. Listen, forget it. There was a time in my house. Every month people will buy food. They bring it. I will personally go to the heat. I will pray over it. Since I've not given, have I been hungry? No. They only sustain themselves, not me. You understand what I'm saying? You need to go beyond the man of God you give to. The man of God is just representing God. So when you look into a house like this, tie whatever you are giving to an expectation. What is here for me to do? What can I do as a mark of reference that people, that God will remember and that thing will be speaking for me? You know, when we are young, Mama will remember this. When they are doing anything in church in Nigeria, they will say, buy a chair. They will put your family name on the chair. It's not a joke. Catholic Church, do it. Anglican, do it. Every church does it. So, anybody who sits on the chair, as you sit on the chair, bam, at least 10% of your prayer go to the person who bought the chair. No, that's the truth. Give for what you expect. I'm trusting God. One day somebody will look at the church and say, this year I'm sponsoring, settle me, oh Lord. Amen. Somebody will say, the 12th anniversary of the church, Pastor, leave it on me. Amen. You know, some of this, it costs money. But can I tell you, God has never disappointed the church. It will always be paid for. Hallelujah. When we are dancing here, some people have done sacrifice. Said to me, oh Lord, celebrate Jesus. The choir were here till about 9:30 yesterday. Hallelujah. On the day, what you will eat, some people will cook all night. Hallelujah. So many sacrifices go into what we do. Sacrifice into your giving. Give to your expectation. That's my number two. Number three. Number three, and that's the last one. You must begin to celebrate your expectation. Don't wait for the day of the party before you start celebrating. Begin to celebrate your expectation. You know, when I show up in Ibadan to my spiritual mother, and I saw the banner, that standing banner, she stood it in her living room when I said, wow. And I saw the booklet we gave. She printed about 400 copies. And Mama began to dance me. I'm celebrating you before the day. Hallelujah. Celebrate your expectation. Am I talking to somebody? You are expecting your paper. Begin to plan for it. That is the celebration. Begin to take some training that when the paper comes, it will not meet you where you are. So when the paper comes like this, you launch out. You know what I've seen recently? Brother Paul, what I've seen? People get their paper and they forgot where the blessing comes through. That church become a rundown. That church cannot meet the expectation again. They are too big. They are now taking offenses of what they should not take offenses about. Hallelujah. I am telling you, celebrate. Celebrate your expectation. There's a young man when he applied for his paper. He told me, Daddy, I have done di-di-di-di-di, and told me some things. I'm not going to tell you, church. And I would just say, have they released it? I never asked him, will he be giving or not? Eh? I'm still expecting the wine or coke for that celebration. Hallelujah. Because it has come months and months ago. Acts 16:25. The Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, they sing. Somebody is in prison. He's singing. He's dancing. Because in no prison is not his destination. Yes, sir. Am I talking to somebody? Yes, sir. This where you are, Brother Paul, is not your destination. There's something bigger coming. There's something better coming. Yes. Look up to it, figure it, celebrate it. One of my boss, when I was in the bank, they had a delay. He was already in the late 50s, if not going to 60. You know, he came abroad and he bought a whole suitcase of clothes for baby girl. The wife is not pregnant. The wife is already menostop, menostop. But he bought it. 5 years down the line, the baby girl showed up. 5 years down the line. You see, anytime you get to the house, there's all these baby toys all over the house. When they are talking, you know, if they call, in first grade, if they call people who are waiting, they will come out. Oh. But when they come out, it will be telling you, I already received my own, I already have my baby girl. That is always his testimony. So when the testimony came, it was not a surprise to anybody. But I'm betting with you, even some pastor will have said, Sack, maybe you should go and adopt. Hallelujah. You sing for the problem to end. You celebrate what is coming. You begin to celebrate your anticipation. You celebrate a miracle before the miracle comes. Can I tell you, when a cripple walk, cripple that has not walked before, their first step and walk is dance. So they do that. Before they are dancing the miracle. They are dancing the miracle. Even when you see people who have not walked before, and who have issues with their leg, when they start walking, when they start taking the step, whether we see my frame or whatever, when they take it, the body is shaking, is celebrating, God, my organs are back shaking, my leg is back moving, my body is moving, celebrate your miracle, celebrate your expectation. Can you rise on your feet this morning? What are you expecting in today's service? Begin to speak it to God. Begin to speak to God your expectation. What are you expecting? Speak it to him. I want you to begin to speak. Speak your expectation. What are you expecting from God? Even children, begin to speak to your expectation. What course do you want to do in the university? You are still in primary school. Do you want to be a doctor? Begin to speak it to God. Do you want to be an engineer? Do you want to be a lawyer? Begin to speak it. Speak your expectation to the ears of God. Begin to speak to God. Begin to speak to the ears of God. Begin to talk to him. Speak to him. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Please, drummer and keyboardist, I want you to give me a dancing song. Deblade, do you want to take a mic? Oh, I did this dance. I want you to dance to what is coming. I want to see your dances there. Hey. Let them plan so that you don't delay auto. I don't want slow music. Oh, I see miracle happening in this house. I see breakthrough coming. I see something being lifted. I see somebody being promoted. I see somebody being settled. I want you to dance to it. Give me the music.
Testify, because we know that
all I know, you are always there for me.
You are the Almighty God.
Almighty God,
you are our holy no.
You are my holy no.
No matter what we see,
no matter what we see,
every day of my life,
I will praise
God. Oh, yeah, it's okay, for it was fragrant. Then it turned to fire. My worship is my weapon. This is how I win my battle. Oh yeah, for it was fragrant.
All this was
and it turned to fire. My worship
is my weapon.
Yeah.
This is how I win.
Now, listen. When we go to this hour, win my battle, you are going to show it. Express it and make the man fear your expression, because we are in the presence of God. The host of heaven, they are in this place because they are making it happen. Oh, yeah, say, for it was playground,
for it was
and it
turned
my worship. Hey, this is how you do it.
This is
but it was fragrant. Yeah. Want to fire.
My worship.
This is how I win
my battle.
Oh, yeah, say, this is how I win my battle. This is how I
win my battle.
This is how you win your battle.
This is how
I win my battle. This is how in the morning, in the afternoon, in the night,
I win my battle.
I take my war belongs to me.
This is how I win my battle.
Compensation.
This is how I win my
Recovery, recovery on every side.
This is how we my battle.
This is how you win your battle.
This is how we my battle.
This is how you win.
This is how we my battle.
Somebody shout hallelujah! Your victory is sure in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's try some of it as we take our communion. Can I have the sweet ladies to come and help us? Hallelujah. Hear me and hear God. Within the next 30 days, you will see the hand of God moving in your life. You will see yourself carrying what you are believing for. Your expectation will not be cut short. God will answer you. Heaven will celebrate you. God will lift you up. It is your season to be celebrated. It is your season for your expectation to come true in the name of Jesus. Loving body of Christ. Do we know, we don't know this song at all? Say with me as you are holding the body of Christ. I'll pray over it now. Baba, where is yours? You're already taking it. Hallelujah. Sit after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you and remember all that you have done for me on the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me so much. You gave up your heaven for me. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing your body to be broken so that mine will be made whole. As I partake in your body today, I receive resurrection life. I receive good health. I receive strength. By your grace, I shall be completely strong. I shall be completely strong. By your grace, I will be healthy all the days of my life. My eyes shall not grow dim, nor my strength be abated. No sickness will remain in my body. No sickness will grow in my body. No cancer cell will develop in my body. No grave will be powerful to swallow me. Every coven created, made, phantom, fashion against me, I set it on fire. I receive life. I receive longevity. By your stripe, I am healed. As I take your body, let everything about me be perfected. Let my health be perfected. Let my career be perfected. Let my home be perfected. Let my womb be perfected. Everything that has come out of my womb or that will come out of my womb, they are for signs, they are for wonders. Nothing will the enemy do to hurt me and my body and my children and my home. Thank you, mighty Father. Father, Lord, we say thank you for your body. As we take your body, all we have declared with our mouth, or we have spoken by your word, let it come to pass for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Let's take the body of Jesus Christ. Jesus, say with me, Lord Jesus, thank you for your precious blood. Thank you for washing me of all my sins. Thank you for cleansing me of all unrighteousness. I stand before you today. I stand in righteousness. I stand in your righteousness. Take me as your own, Lord. As I take your blood, let it cleanse me. Let it remove every impediment, any unwanted things in my body. Let it go away. Let it be washed away. My Father, my God, as I drink your blood, let it renew my strength. Let it renew everything about me. Let it make me whole. As I take your blood, every word that will be coming out of my mouth, it will be to build up, not to tear down. Every word that I'll be speaking to my children, they will obey it. Every word that I'll be speaking to my situation, it will come to pass. Every word that will be coming out of me. Because I've taken your blood, we changed my life completely for good. Thank you, mighty Father. Lord, this is your blood. We are not despising it like Esau. We are not profaning it like Esau. We know your blood has worked wonders. We believe that your blood can work wonders. We know that your blood can work wonders. As we take your blood, Lord, my Father, let it renew everything about us. Let it make us whole. Let it bring our expectation to pass. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, before you went to the cross, you said in 3 days, this is what will happen. And in 3 days, it happened. Every of our expectation, everything we have whispered to your ears this morning, as we take your blood within the next 3 days, let it begin to come to pass in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship and adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. I want you to take the blood of Jesus Christ. One of the worst things you can do before we pray is to take this lightly. Is to take it like any of these little children will take it. That's the worst thing you can do. But the best thing you can do is to put faith in what we are talking about. Expectation. Holy Spirit, do something new in our assembly this morning. Holy Spirit, visit everyone here this morning. Can we just remain still where we are for now? Please just stay. You can do whatever you need to do later. Just stay. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, move in a new way. Holy Spirit, touch life now. Holy Spirit, touch life. Holy Spirit, touch life. If you are sick in your body, just lay your hands where you are sick and believe. Holy Spirit, move in a new dimension, in a new way. Let this sickness disappear right now. Power in the blood, power in your body. Heal, set free right now, O God. Heal and set free right now, O God. Heal and set free right now, O God. Lord, let there be wholeness in this house. Let there be wholeness in this house. From the altar to the pew, to the children's section, everywhere, Spirit of the living God, move in a new way. Move in a new way. Move in a new way. I hear that woman will not cry anymore. That woman will not cry anymore. That woman will not cry anymore. The last cry, the last disappointment you thought you have, that will be the last one. That will be the last one. God is bringing you out to a new level, a stage of celebration. Thank you, Father. Lord, we say thank you. Lord, if that organ need replacing, Lord, replace it this morning. Whatever need replacing, Lord, replace it right this morning. Let there be a total change. Touch that woman wherever she is. Touch that man wherever he is. Let the heart of stone become the heart of flesh. Let the heart of stone become the heart of flesh. Every power that is leading him or her to destruction, we cut it from the root right now in the name of Jesus. Because of our daughters and sons here, we receive total freedom. Because of you, hear the word of the Lord. Everything we align to favor you from today. Thank you. Congratulatory letter is coming to somebody. It is coming. They will apologize for how they treated you. And a new letter is coming. Thank you, Father. Lord, I face the altar and I carry the burden of everyone here to you, O God. The Bible says you are our burden bearer. Lord, every issue in this house, no matter how small, no matter how great, from loneliness to having children, from lack of money to lack of papers, Lord, we lay it on your altar this morning, O God. Say to everyone, O God. Say to every one of us, O God. Lord, I pray that by the time we are doing Thanksgiving on the 2nd of June, somebody will be here testifying of today. By the time the church will be doing the 11th year anniversary, there will be baby being celebrated in this house in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. The picture you showed to me, Lord, bring it to pass. Thank you, Father. We worship you, adore you. Can somebody celebrate Jesus with a clap offering? Celebrate him with a clap offering. Celebrate him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Please, let's be seated. I have 3 more minutes.